keep you well. Terrible. These are terrible things to say, aren't they?
Call live 818-818-6400.
We are coming live, and we have Pastor Butch Paugh here. Pastor Butch Paugh is a major host of a radio show that goes back over 20 years. You've been on Genesis Network for a long time now. I think you have, you're on another network. How do they get to listen to your show, Pastor Butch?
Well, there's a lot of ways to listen. If they go to PastorButch.com and go on the homepage, look under radio, they'll find how they can listen. A lot of folks listen on the phone. A lot of folks listen on GSRadio.net. And a lot of people listen to some stations around the country. But they are on shortwave.
And even shortwave and by phone number, too, right? So there's lots of ways.
Yeah, they can. If they go to my website, PastorButch.com, they'll see my picture there. If that doesn't scare them off, then cruise down the page a little bit. Well, and they'll say radio information. Click on there, and there you go.
Okay, let me give you some credit here. Back in December of 2004, I called in for about a 10-minute discussion because I was the ex-examiner for the Alfred P. Murrow Special Law Forensic Team. My boss, Major Swinder, was away in Texas doing airtime. I had above top secret clearance, and I'm an expert on nuclear weapons and biological weapons. I was trained by a bioweaponeer. After I did that, you called me actually do an entire show for an hour, and a month and a half later, I got called on the 5th of February, 2005, by Ted Anderson to actually start doing a show on the network, which I did an hour twice a week. I left for 7 months, about a year later, to get more airtime over at Republic Radio, and when I was doing 2 hours a day, got called by Alex Jones in 2007, January, to come back and could do a show after his, and actually I expanded eventually a year later to 3 hours a day. Now, I had been previously doing a show at Clear Channel back in the mid-90s across the country. I had my own radio show in Colorado Springs and then in Denver. And then eventually with the Prophecy Club, 42 cities in Israel back in 1999 when I traveled around the country. Since 2005, I've been on three major networks. I've been on Genesis Network, Republic Radio, and Rents Network. We're now on the biggest radio network on the planet, which is CRN Talk Radio out of Los Angeles. I also have my own television network out of New York, which is a live stream, Vimeo, YouTube, and Facebook. And I can do HD in five different locations simultaneously in HD anywhere in the world. I have my own radio network out of the UK as well, radio.co. Now, I want people to understand that you are the only co-host on Genesis Network that I respect, because the other ones don't respect me, mainly because, and I'm going to say this, because I challenge their ideas or false statements. Or number two, they're afraid that Dr. Deagle is going to make statements that they don't know how to overcome. But you've always been able to be, because you're a solid Christian, and you know, although I'm talented, I want to give you respect. You've taught me things, and you've backed up things I've said, and I've backed up things you say, because we are spiritual co-warriors. We're like a Delta Force team, you know. Deagle
well, thank
and
you. I appreciate that. I do
okay?
appreciate
and I,
that.
And I want to thank you for what you did, because I'm sure that Ted Anderson, when he called me to come back, and then, of course, my journey has been a long journey. It's been a long journey. Now I have my own radio network show here in this network. We, by the way, do 3 hours a day on CRN 6. We're going to put the first hour at least, or maybe the whole thing again, on CRN 1 or 2 channel. And we have a radio.co network and our own TV and so on, and I'm expanding my search engine optimization. And because I also have a background in AI, I'm developing a new AI technology that nobody in the world has for getting the truth out to the population of Earth. We are at the end game. This is not a rehearsal. And you're one of the few people that fully understands that we are giving spiritual manna to people because they need hope. I see a young generation taught in universities that are hopeless. That's why there's so many drug addicts and people on pain meds. They're not just in physical pain, they're in spiritual pain. I see churches that are dead. They don't talk about prophecy. They don't even understand it. They don't want to hear it. And when they do have it, they got eschatology that's completely illogical, crazy, and non-biblical. And so what people need to understand is you stand up and talk the truth. Being a Christian is not milk and cookie time. It's Delta Force time.
No, it's not.
Delta Force. If you become a real believer, let me tell you, it's not easy. To follow the Most High God and do the right thing is not easy, is it?
You will make enemies. But the thing this nation's lacking, Bill, and this is so obvious, I would think, to anyone who's called themselves a Christian, is that they're lacking the spirit of Christ in this country. We kick the laws of God and out of society, and society's crumbling. You know, we're told in the Word that through Christ all things were created, and by Him all things exist and consist. And we take Christ out of the consistency of society crumbles to nothing.
Right.
And American young people especially are on drugs and searching for things, enlisted sex and whatever, because they have no hope. No one has shown
them the hope
is in Jesus Christ. No one, even the churches don't share that with them.
Well, do you know the reason why? And I'm going to summarize this, but I want you to expand on it. The basic principles are like mathematics, you know, addition, subtraction, multiplication, or if you look at, advanced transforms and advanced mathematics, say nonlinear math. If you don't understand the principles and laws of math, as I call the spiritual math, the only one you can sin against is God, number one, and the only thing that you can do is sin is to not do what His will is. So I tell people it's real simple, like a child. You can only do good if you do God and add an extra O. In other words, anything you do that's in your own mind or your own intentions, even if it's well-intentioned, is by definition evil. It's right out of Genesis 3. People don't get that. They think their good works are going to save them. No. Doing God's will, and He saves us. There's not even the smallest sin. Stealing a cookie. The sin of stealing a cookie cannot be taken away by anybody other than the Creator God, let alone more abortion or murder or lascivious weird sex or whatever. Only God can take away sin. And only through His blood, sacrificed where the God is of the eternity, is incarnated in human flesh as the Father in the flesh. That's what the Jesus name means. Doesn't mean another God. It means Yahshua HaMashiach, the eternal God of eternity, who created all things and is beyond space and time. That's where God is. There's no such thing as time, space, or dimensions. God is beyond all of that. And people don't realize the omniscience, omnipotence, and omnipresence, but the all-goodness of God. You cannot do good unless you do God and add an extra O, can you? People don't get that,
no,
do they?
No, you can't. All good gifts come from Him, obviously. And,
right.
And to understand that our human nature, just by being human nature, is evil. There's nothing
right.
good in us.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, your ego drives you to do evil if it's always in your own intentions. Unless you're doing God's intentions, and by the way, it gives you freedom, because once you start to submit to the will of God, you get a spiritual freedom. Say, I don't have to do good things to make God love me.
What it means is that you can go to bed at night and go to sleep, because
you're
trying to do your Father's will. You know, Paul said he has crucified his flesh every day, and if you don't do that, then you become arrogant and puffed up in yourself, and that will lead to destruction every time.
Exactly. So those basic principles, by the way, if people haven't heard this and they're in a church, they'll think, well, I got to do this and this and this for God to like me. No, you don't. You have to pray and what God wants you to do, and you have to do it, even if it's a little dangerous.
The simplest thing in the world, if people have a hard time grasping it, is just submit your will to Him. That's all
exactly.
you have to do.
Right.
And let Him
guide
your life.
It's not complicated.
It's only a war that you're going to win by surrendering. You surrender to Him,
exactly.
He takes over.
Yeah, well, I learned that the hard way. Let me tell you, it wasn't easy, but let me tell you, God had got my attention. But that's why I have compassion for those who do evil. Those who are being avatared by transdimensional, extragalactic, and transgalactic evil. That's why I have compassion for my lost brothers and sisters. And in fact, God says in Psalms, you suffer with the evildoers of your world because you won't pray for them. They have their boot on your neck because you won't pray for them. And God will let you suffer them because you don't pray for the lost that are going to be annihilated at the moment of death. That's how bad it is, isn't it? And because,
you see,
God wants us to have compassion. And you know what compassion is? Simply the love of God passed through us to others.
Well, this one thing, and that's very true. That is very true. I tell people that you should extend the same grace to others as He does to you, because think how much
right.
He's forgiven you of. But you have to also be careful. People will take that to the extreme and say, well, then that means I can't take a stand. No, that's just the opposite. If you're showing the compassion of Christ, you're going to walk like Christ. Christ took a whip to some people one time, if you remember the Bible, folks.
Right.
He took a whip to them. He called them whitewashed sepulchers and snakes and all manner of hypocrites. He called them everything
right.
because he knew who they were. But being a Christian doesn't make you a wimp. It makes you a strong individual, and you will stand against evil. And if it makes me mad, you don't care, because evil is still evil. You're not a wimp.
Do you know another lesson I learned from my Delta Force friends? Because I wasn't in the military, but I took care of them over 40 years. You have to be prepped to the point where if you're going to run a 5-mile race, you got to train to doing a 20-mile race. You got to prepare to the point where you're not afraid to die, because if you're not prepared and bought in enough that you're not fearful of death because you're so prepped up and bought into it, you'll survive. Now, if you're fearful or you're quivering or you're a little unsure, and you enter the battlefield, you're going to die. That's why I tell people that are afraid, even Intel people to contact me, oh, I'm afraid to go on air. Even my first name, they're going to find me.
Well, you know, the book of Hebrews says you took away the fear of death from us.
Right.
I mean,
because you know what? If you're not fearless, God can't use you. In fact, and this is a lesson I learned when I was standing at the gates of heaven before he sent me back. And he said, now, if you go back and fall away from me, I will destroy you. I said, I love you so much, God, I will go back, even in the danger of having my name taken from your book and not living with you for eternity. And he said, he cried, he said, not since your ancestor Moshe has anyone said this to me. And for this reason, when you fall away, not if, I will shake your ugly human carcass and make you a son again so that you can save others. And you see, if you don't take that attitude that God comes first, even before your eternal life, he can't use you.
Well, you know, one thing you learn if you let your father guide you, and some things sometimes happen to you that you don't understand, and you really don't like going through. And I won't get into the details, but back in 93 or 94, I was accidentally shot. And, and you know, that almost took my life, but I had the bullet.
I remember that.
I had the bullet, and I had the chain that I used to wear around my neck without bolts on it. I still had the bullet that they took out of me. I actually didn't take it out of me. I passed it. That's a gross way to say it, but I did. But nonetheless, I had that bullet for years sitting in front of me on the mixer board, so I could honestly look and say I faced death eyeball to eyeball, and I wasn't afraid. So I want to preach the truth and let people do what they want. That's the only thing I look at. Death, I've already faced death. Death doesn't scare me. I faced it in 93, and I'll face again one day. So he proved to me that faith in him overcomes the fear of death. And I can tell you right now, people, that once you pass that fear of death, you'll love people as unconditionally best you can. That's
And you also won't judge them. You don't judge them in a sense that you're going to condemn them. You don't condemn them. You judge the evil they do and try to give them a pathway toward good.
Absolutely. Judgment is necessary. We are told to judge, but judge righteously.
You have to judge. So when I hear people, for example, I judge Donald Trump. The man is well-intentioned. He's doing good things for the economy, but he's misapproved. Now, if he's like his father, which is very likely, he's a Scottish Rite Mason, and the words of the Focus on the Family, they say he's a baby Christian. Now, I hear these foolish comments that there's such a thing as a baby Christian. There's children that know about Jesus, and they haven't yet received God until they're maybe after 8 years of age. Okay? But there's no such thing as a baby Christian. It's ridiculous. You don't have to know all the Bible scriptures. You have to know one thing. I love God. I want to do his will. That's it. You can start reading the scriptures and it'll verify and build that up. But to be actual, it's actually that simple. And you don't have to have a big long list of good things you did for God. You simply have to submit to his will. And people don't know that, do they? They don't understand that the solution to our nation...
It's a process of growth. You know, the Bible tells us that when you're born again, you would desire a sincere milk of the Word of God. Because you're starting out, it's a process of growth. You're no more saved 50 years later than you were the day you got saved. But you grow in Christ.
Right. But not only that, here's what... I know my personal existence, which God literally rescued me. I was a DOA baby. The surgeon, Dr. Allies, was going to crush my skull to save my mother's life because a cord and leg popped out. My father threatened to kill the obstetrician February 15th, 1952, so he delivered me dead on arrival. Last rite sent me my body to the morgue, and I came back. He said, that's it, he'll die in ICN of brain damage. I didn't. 8.5 years later, I'm there with a French surgeon cut an artery in my neck, and I went to heaven, and I met Yeshua God face to face. And he sent me back. 5 years ago, I almost died, and the things I learned from that near-death experience allowed me to save other people with the health problem I was facing that nearly killed me before Christmas. Another incident happened in January, and God resurrected me again. So I've been resurrected from the dead, literally, or near-death, 4 times in my life. And let me tell you, each time has made me closer to God. You have to be completely fearless against physical death to serve God. If you're so tied to the earth and life, now you can love your life, you can love your family, you can love your nation, but if it comes before God, he can't use you, can he? Amazing, isn't it?
Then becomes an idol.
Yeah, you can't have an idol of even your own life. You have to submit to God, right?
Yes.
Amazing stuff, I don't tell you. Well, I'm praying for Donald Trump to get through to the man, because if you get him saved, he'll be as great a leader as King David after he killed Uriah. and took Bathsheba and repented.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutraMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance by Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. So, Pastor Butch, let's give a prescription for America and the world. What would you say are the key issues and solutions to the problems that we have? An upcoming election less than a year away. We have the crazy, scamtastic kind of, dance with the devil in the deep blue sea, with the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans over Trump. We have Trump, who's well-intentioned, but he's probably a high-level Scottish Rite Mason like his father. Although he's doing some good things right, he's actually just delaying the inevitable, which is coming to America and the world. We have Christian churches that are completely absent without leave. I mean, I'm shocked by the public religion on this planet and the universities, the blather that they teach, which is non-scientific blather about the green agenda and everything. And I've been a charter member of Greenpeace 50 years ago and an oceanographer before I went to medicine. I'm amazed at the level of ignorance that's literally sold like candy bars to the public, and they swallow it.
You know that evil and sin causes stupidity. And that's where we are in the world today. Our nation's simple answer is it has to be spiritual, and it starts with repentance before Almighty God. That's the simple answer for an individual or a nation or a world. But unfortunately, we're so seeped in satanic, demonic powers this nation today that people are blinded to the truth of Christ. Very few will listen to the truth of Christ. Even those who go to church three times a week don't want to hear the whole gospel of Christ.
Yeah, I got a joke for you. I call it hell insurance. They're rapping on the gate of heaven and saying prayers, but their knuckles are on fire. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Pretty funny, hey?
It's really sad. It really is.
It is very sad. It grieves me that my brothers and sisters, because, someday God's going to take me home. And before I go home, I want to know, I'm not asking for points in heaven or extra good benefits. One of my visions I had just about a year ago, maybe a little longer, because I try to witness the people to get them saved. And I think, had some harvest over time. But I remember one of the things that really grieves me is the amount of abortion. Now, if you look at abortion, which was passed by Roe versus Wade, and I was trained in ultrasound. If ultrasound actually had been 3 years later, when the Supreme Court were looking at it, I'm trying to bring on the people who are writing these movies about abortion. We have lost 1.5 billion human beings that never got a chance to live as children on Earth. Our nation, our Democrats, are pushing late-term abortion and infanticide, where even 93% of abortionists who do first trimester would not in any way, they've already said this in private polls, would be involved with late-term abortion yet. 100% of the Democratic candidates are supporting it. It makes me sick for these idiots to think that this is just like flushing a toilet or just having a bowel movement when it's not. It's a human being playing with their toes and floating around inside the little kingdom of their mother's uterus inside the amniotic sac. It's disgusting.
To show you how far their disrespect for people has extended, the governor of California just signed a bill into law that they're going to liquefy dead bodies and pour them into the sewers. And the sewers are going to be reprocessed into drinkable water, and people will be drinking the whatever comes out of that sewer, supposedly purified. But that's how low we're
going. They can't purify. This is literally a ghoulish ceremony of drinking the dead.
They're going to liquefy the bodies and dump in the sewers so people can drink the remains. Now,
this is a liquid version of Soylent Green right from the movie, right?
Sure it is. I mean, this is how evil man has become, because without the laws of God to restrain them, man knows no bounds of evil. I mean, the Bible says he lays in bed at night thinking of more evil. That's what Satan does. And what you and I as mere mortals have some idea. We cannot conceive just how holy God is, nor can we conceive how absolutely evil Satan is. We're so
well. You know what? God showed me in visions years ago exactly how much it inflames him. We know what the greatest sin on earth is. The greatest sin in on earth is to lose the grace by attacking the messengers of the Most High God, you and me, that bring the message of the grace of God. The second greatest sin on earth, which is very close to it, is abortion and murder. And it's like, as God showed me, it's like running at God with a needle and sticking him in the eye expecting nothing bad to happen. You know, America is under grave judgment. If the Democrats get in and push an infanticide, God's going to allow America to be annihilated with thermonuclear, chemical, and biological warfare. If there is a world 2 centuries from now, which I believe there'll be a remnant of human population on Earth, I don't believe that they will even believe that the nation of America even existed. It was a legend. It was in the minds of people that America could exist, that no nation this evil would be allowed by the Creator. And it won't be. Unless we repent, America will cease to exist.
Well, the America that you and I knew growing up has already ceased to exist.
Well, it has.
You know, it has.
It has.
America that was started in the 1600s, whenever you had to be a Christian run for office, found up on the Bible, the legislatures of the original 13 colonies did not meet the past new laws. They meant to make sure that God's laws were being enforced. That's the only thing they meant. They were legislatures of God's laws.
Well, the point is that it's a real simple point. Without being a godly people, you can't have a godly nation where our authority comes from the Creator. You can't have a constitutional republic unless you honor the Most High God and do His will. You can't. And it's not His will to kill babies or kill seniors or have a healthcare system where they force vaccinate you and your state takes over your children. It's not a godly nation when they do illegal wars where there's no need for it. It's not a godly nation when we talk about reducing the world population and drinking people like this governor of California or AOC talking about we have to eat babies or people. Cannibalism needs to become a thing that we don't flinch at anymore. I mean, these people publicly say things that on a B-movie you'd say, look, I'm leaving the movie, I can't stand this. This is too weird. But yeah, it's in the public forum now of politics. I'm obscenely overwhelmed as a doctor, seeing every kind of trauma you can imagine. I worked in burn and trauma units. I'm seeing intellectual and spiritual trauma on the public stage that's so gross, I can't believe the human race is tolerating it. I can't.
Well, that again speaks of the evil of the people. Complacency, apathy is evil itself.
Well, yeah, the silence. You see, I got a term I figured out years ago that's better. I don't like to call people stupid. People even have a lower IQ or just have smaller subconcepts. And by the way, at brain exercises, I can show people to raise their IQ in 10 minutes. With my brain exercises and in addition they can add with supplements and other technology. But people are what we call viciously ignorant. They like to play with their mental blocks or cognitive dissonance, and they can believe two or three things that are in direct conflict. But yet they believe it. And this means a lot of politicians, a lot of religious people that are very religious. In fact, you'll see a lot of people that are legally religious don't know how to hear and do God's will. They don't have a prayer life. They don't listen to God. They don't have the Urim and Thummim stones in their soul telling me, yes, no, this is true God. They don't. And they actually don't have hope, which Jesus said, when I return to earth, will there be faith on the earth? And faith just simply is, it's like getting a message from Amazon, your package is delivered an hour ago.
Well, you have to have a desire for that. If you don't have a desire to know, he won't tell you.
Exactly. But the thing is, without faith, Jesus said, will there be faith when I return? That's what he said, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
I see a faceless America. I see a faceless world, even if they're religious, of all denominations, including transhumanism. I see a faceless human race ready to be terminated or become transhumanists. Cybots. I see a world ready to get rid of most of the population, thinking that this is their way of controlling their future. I see a population wanting life extension, but as beings that merge with technology rather than human beings, they become the glorified queen of the heavens, literally the wife of God himself, where our soul and his spirit in eternity fuse, and though we have extended lifespans in this realm of entropy, we bring God's order into the chaos of the universe as a galactic civilization because we do God's will, not ours. I don't see that. I see a nation of America that's apostate. I see politicians, including Trump, who may be well-intentioned but are still confused and not knowing good from evil. I see demon rats that are so far over the edge, they say things that in public discourse, in my time when I was trained years ago, would get them in a psych ward in a lockdown, padded room. I can't believe this is actually public discourse, some of the stuff. I really can't.
Well, Well, Dr. Bill, just stop and think about what we've seen become normal. Now, I'm going to talk now just about homosexuality, lesbianism,
right,
and bestiality, and transgenderism.
Right, right.
And all of that is coming in. There was a time in our country, in our lifetime, that
right,
they would be put in a mental ward because they were insane, and it was called insanity.
Right.
Now it's not only accepted. It's not just it was illegal. They would lock you up for that. And today
right,
we're the ones who want to lock up because we say it's wrong.
Right. Yeah, I'm overwhelmed by it. And I look at it and I say, and not only that, we've done toxins purposely put as xenotoxins in feminized males. We wonder why sperm counts drop 75 to 80% and males are becoming transhumanist and becoming feminized by estrogenic venotoxins, which we know they do that. But it's by design. We see a drop in human IQ. We see human beings taught in universities to become social communists.
That's part of our curse. God allows it to happen because he's cursing us. Evil is judgment for evil. You know,
right,
that's what the Bible says. He judges evil with evil. So we
right,
fall further and further into the slime pit because we won't repent.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty weird, isn't it? I mean, I'm looking at this and I'm saying, oh boy, I'm looking at it as I call a cultural and spiritual pathologist. If I was coming from a distant world, you know, on the other side of the galaxy or cosmos, and I came here as a historian, I look and say, you have a terminal society. You're all going to die.
Well, that's obvious. That's obvious.
Yeah, we have a terminal society.
That's obvious to anybody who has eyes.
Yeah.
Look at the ones running for office today. I mean, Elizabeth Warren says she wants to take over 100%. Now, this is for real.
Right.
The wealthy's income for taxes, and goes on and on. This is outright communism. It's not socialism. It's worse than socialism. It's communism. Socialism
right,
started back in 1930s with the Social Security. That's when socialism started. But nonetheless, 20 years ago, somebody said that and said some of the things they're saying. They were going to confiscate guns. 20 years ago, even, people went up in arms. Today, they sit back and shrug their shoulders and watch a ball game.
Right. Even things, by the way, I'll tell you, it's gotten so weird. Even people that are basically globalist leftists like Barack Obama, he even has to come out against the woke movement. Even he's offended by the statements, even as weird as he is. It's so far over the edge, even people... Even like Biden, Biden's had to transform himself because the previous Biden is not the same as this Biden. The Biden on 2019.
Oh, no.
The same Biden, is he?
No, you know, I think deep down inside they've always been that way, but they're just not letting it out now. Before they were afraid to. Now they're showing the true selves.
That's because it's the end of the age. This is
they restrained themselves for a while, but now they start to come out in the wide open because they're seeing people no longer care. As a matter of fact, most millennials want socialism, total socialism. They want free education, free health care, they want that.
I tell you why they do that, because we purposely let universities get giant amounts of money. We bankrupted children so they have to stay home with their parents, so 36% roughly. Say, young men are still in their mid-30s. They're still home with mama because they can't afford to actually have their own apartment or start buy a car or get married or have a family. They've actually made it so that they have blather education that doesn't train them for a real job. And then we make them so that they can't even go bankrupt and get rid of their debts.
Well, I read an article today.
It's all by design, isn't it?
It is. I read an article today. Someone said that modern slaves are not in chains. They're in debt.
Right.
And
by the way, this is the stage before the mark of the beast. Now, on October 10th, 1993, God let me be taken supernaturally. And 9 months to the day later, I walked in the same facility as the angel brought me. Now, I'm putting a movie together this week, and I'm going to post it up on my private video channel to explain this in exquisite detail with pictures. You're going to hear and see things in that video you've never seen before that explains The Matrix, the movie, which is the allegory of what they're trying to do to us next. Because once they collapse the economy, once they collapse the religions, you know, this is right down to the third letter of Albert Pike that was in the British Library until years ago. This is what these bastards are ready to do. And you don't understand the exquisite brilliance and evil of Satan, Lucifer, the most intelligent created being, is the blue light opposer of God, the prosecutor of the human race. But if God indwells you, Satan is no match. So if you don't have God, you're a cannon fodder. You're an hors d'oeuvre for the devil to eat, aren't you?
Well, you have to understand that that Satan himself is laughing at us today in this nation, and God himself is laughing and has a derision.
Right.
You know, our Father has a sense of humor. He said he'd laugh at us.
Oh, yeah. Well, God is not nervous, and he's on the throne.
That's right.
Yeah, he's not nervous, so don't worry. The most important thing to take out of this one show is God is with us today, even in the midst of this catastrophe that's brewing.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. Pastor Butch, we have closing comments here. This weekend, I have a video I put up. If you want to go to my Vimeo channel, you see that 36-minute video I did on regarding President POTUS Trump. I laid out all of the godly solutions that God showed me that are biblically based that we can do not only for America but the human race worldwide. And we are at the nexus. We are in the birth pangs. we're like in the delivery room of the human race, and the woman, which is our human race, is screaming now because her contractions are getting regular, and she's about to deliver. And by the way, the devil's there to abort us, the human race, before we're born. He's ready to do a late-term abortion of the human race, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Absolutely is.
And people don't get that. They think, oh, well, you're making it up. He goes, no, I'm not, actually. And you see, I work technically for the FBI and CDC in Operation Top Off and Dark Winter. I've got contacts inside the intel agencies. I have background in nuclear physics and bioweaponeering. And I can tell you, with artificial intelligence, that unfortunately, although we expect America to be the nation of good, America has done more good works than any other nation in modern history, but also we've done more evil along with the British.
Absolutely.
We created, absolutely, for example, I have intel agencies that 2 years and a half, 3 years ago, sent me pictures, selfie pictures of John McInsane with ISIS in a town near Amman, Jordan, where we gave him satellite phones and weapons. Do you know the guy with a name by the name of Tim Osman? That's our CIA name for Osama bin Laden.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Osama bin Laden died of renal failure? It's in the French newspapers.
Oh, yes.
Two
yes.
months before 9/11. When yes. they had this guy on Fox News that said he killed Osama, that's a lie. The same way when the wife walked in to see Saddam Hussein, she walked out in disgust. The guy that they showed her was 6 inches shorter, had crooked teeth, not her husband.
Yes.
We are believing lies. And even the comments by Donald Trump saying he killed Baghdadi. Do you know Baghdadi? The name was a man that 2 centuries ago received a sainthood from the Catholic Church in the Middle East. That, in fact, this guy that they're claiming they've killed 7 times in the last 2 years, and the latest so-called attempt where they killed somebody that was Baghdadi-like, and killing 3 kids as well, Baghdadi, right, was a Israeli actor working for MI6, the sad submission of the CIA and our intel agencies to create and manage ISIS. And we want to believe the lie that, yeah, we sent him in the back of a cave and he was quivering and shaking. And Trump is telling us this lie because he wants to seem really good while they're persecuting him because he's the president. Trump, you got to stop this. Start talking the truth. When he said this 2 days after 9/11, 18 years ago, that the World Trade Center towers couldn't fall on their own. They had to be demolished. But there's no reprint of that statement, is there? We even have the lawsuits by, I've seen on Fox News, where they say they're going to sue Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia didn't do 9/11. We did it. And I want to give people an analogy. In the ancient world, if you're on the Syrian battle lines in the ancient world, they would take their children out in front of their enemies, and they would sacrifice and kill them and bleed them to death in front of the enemies to show how bad it would be, and if the enemy had any sense, they'd run like hell. Now, Vlad the Impaler, and you remember he did the same thing to scare the heck out of the Turks that came through in his area of his country. Remember that? Vlad did, by the way, is he took people and they put them on giant spikes and he bled them to death and put them all over his nation in the woods. So when the Turks came and the Turkmenistan people came from there to try to take over their country, they ran like hell because they realized, this guy is this bunch of a monster. What would we do to us? People have to understand, we believe and we're listening to a liocracy, and that includes Trump as well as the left. It includes the Rhino Republicans and our corporate leaders. It includes all the religious leaders that are lying to us about things that they don't fully understand. They don't want to hear from somebody like you or me, who was called as you're an evangelist, I'm an evangelist and a prophet and an apostle, the Most High God. They don't want to hear it. And most of the principles I teach are so simple, you can check your Bible and a couple of scriptures, you can know, well, yeah, they can pray in the Urim and some of them stones in their soul to say, you know, Deagle's not nuts. The simple principles we talked about by good and evil today are true. And if you
all I ask them to do is look at what we say and check it out for themselves. Don't take our word for it.
Exactly. Please don't. In fact, I beg people, don't believe anything I say. Pray and research. And if the Urim and some of them stones in your soul and your intellect say, yes, he's not a nut, he's not evil, he's not trying to sell me stuff, he wants me to be saved physically from health problems, and he wants my soul and my nation to be saved. America, at right now, with the way the church is and the way the politics is, we are doomed. Our day of destruction is coming, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's at the doorstep.
And if it doesn't repent,
it's there.
If it doesn't repent, that includes this president and all the cabinet and all these people, even the well-intentioned Republicans and the crazy Democrats that are completely gone over the edge and the rhino Republican liar backstabbers. If our nation doesn't repent and our churches who are preaching false truth and lies, we have the great apostasy, not just in the Christian church, in every church and every religion on earth. We have an apostasy of galactic proportions.
Well, you know, the situation that we can see, and we understand it, is America has become a multicultural society which cannot last. No multicultural society has ever lasted. It always collapsed within itself. America is no different. There was a time in this country, Dr. Bill, whenever, I don't care who you were, I didn't care if you were a Gentile or a Jew or a black or white, it made no difference. We all had a common string to tie us together. We had common decency, common morality, and we expected people to live by that. I grew up in a community where we never locked your doors. No one ever worried about anything. But we had that. We had to respect for one another, and we understood that that you didn't do certain things. And we had people there that were named Panakovich and Ham and
it wouldn't matter. And by the way, it didn't matter what skin color they were.
No, it didn't.
And even if they're from another religion, they would respect us, right? They would respect American law and the Constitution, right?
Godly principles, morality had to be obeyed here. Morals were not something that people ignored, no matter where they come from, because they'd be punished for breaking the moral laws that our God gave us. Today, there are no moral absolutes.
Well, look what they're doing here in California. They're decriminalizing drug addiction and violence. You can steal $900 now in California.
Well,
they pass a law, and you won't go to jail for it.
The new head of San Francisco, I believe it was, said no one's going to be arrested for urinating and defecating on the streets anymore. They can live in tents on the streets if they want to. No one's going to arrest them. They can prostitute themselves. And this is a fact, folks. He said, we're not going to punish anybody who's homeless and poor because they want to prostitute themselves to make money. This is what the man is doing. And by the way, the same guy said that, and I forget his name. His parents were arrested for being part of the Weather Underground. So this is where we are in America. Right. The people can live in the streets in tents and live there and offer themselves for sex, for money. They can urinate in the street, defecate in the street. No one cares. This is America today.
Right. You see, when I heard that this year, I'm thinking, God could have taken me in January, but he didn't. He got me resurrected to keep me back here, blathering. And as I said jokingly, I don't have a shut-up gene. So sometimes people out there, especially when I'm on like with Dibber that wants to read stuff, they want me to shut up. I'm not going to shut up. I'm going to keep talking and trying to save your butt physically from health and spiritually and geopolitically from lies. And hopefully we will get through to Trump. Hopefully I will someday have Pastor Butch Paugh on the program, on the secure line talking to the POTUS and these world leaders and senators. Because if we don't get our nation, and by the way, we should have, I'm announcing today, if your church wants us to bring on multiple evangelists or guests, I can do a video link directly to your church free, no charge. But I want you to understand, we're going to present truth that's going to make your church wake up. Our churches are not waking up. They're part of the problem. They've even made alliances, many of the churches, with the New World Order inside America. You know that, right? This is during the Barack Obama years, just a few years ago. They had thousands and thousands of churches working with them. What?
Some of the churches are leading the charge.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why we have Saddleback Church up here in Orange County. These people are actually tied to the presidency and so on because they're part of the global order. They're not doing good. They're doing evil and calling it good. They're doing the devil's will. And, it's terminal. People don't get this, do they?
It's ecumenism. Everybody's right, and nothing's wrong. Everybody's right. I'm good, you're good. Don't worry about it. That's what they're teaching the people, that they did away with the laws of God, the morals of God, His code of righteousness. And that you do what you want to do, I do what I want to do, and it causes chaos, of course. But that's what they're shooting for.
Well,
chaos.
I heard the latest summary by one of the guys, I think it was on Tucker Carlson. He said, the Democrats want no ICE, open prisons, where, by the way, I know as a doctor, 6% of the human population in prisons are by genetics and toxicology and development. They are predators. They are basically born to be predator human beings. They're basically born genetically and otherwise to be doing evil. You can't release these people from prison. Number two, They want open borders, and they want what's called environmental refugees. So if there's green refugees from anywhere in the world, it doesn't even matter if they're being persecuted in their home country, they can come here. And they're all going to get everything free. Free university, free health care, free everything. And they're taking a broken system, which, by the way, I got a plan to give to the president, that'll cost one-fifth or less, that'll take care of everybody, including life extension and supplements and technology, because everybody's a walking two-legged debt. If anybody in this country, including even people who visit here, get sick, we all have to pay for it, don't we?
That's true.
This country and the world is in so much debt now, it's like the world has got a demonic kid and a 10-year-old with a hat pin ready to pop the world economy. They're predicting, and I'm guessing, I'm just guessing this, not prophesying, that it's probably going to occur after the next election, but it may be not long after. We're very close to
a system. I don't know what the next election is going to hold, but in my spirit, I'm sensing, and I'm not the only one now. I even see mainline magazines are seeing this. No matter who's elected, and maybe before or right after, they're looking for bloodshed in the streets.
Well, look at what's going on in Argentina and Chile and around the world. The banks have said they're not going to fund farmers to get money to actually plant a crop in 2020. The repo loans are so bad they don't have enough money to float the loans to keep the corporations out of collapse. And yet the globalists want further control, and we want to blow up the system and have totalitarian control. And now they're talking about population reduction. And there's a website with my name twisted on Deagle, DEAGEL.com. It's a military site. And you can go there, DEAGEL.com. And they've met over 40 times with Barack Obama. They plan on world reduction in population. 83% of Americans will be dead just 5 years from now. And they want the remaining in 12 plus 5,235 square foot micro apartments in the central United States with no coastal or rural population. These nutballs are not even starting building any cities. They just want to kill us all. You got to understand this. They want to remove, they want to reflect the sun out, called Project Scopex, into space. They want to reduce the carbon units of the Earth. They want to destroy the atmosphere so that you can't even get oxygen outside, so you'll have to get an oxygen concentrator, or you won't be able to leave your dome city, or you'll die. That's where we're going here. Isn't it awful?
Well, we're basically there.
Right.
We're basically there. Unless there's a huge repentance and turnaround, and I mean immediately.
Well,
I don't think there's a lot of time left.
Well, what I think God is doing now, even with Trump who's there, he's just holding back the winds of judgment. I would say, they hold back the winds of judgment for a period of half an hour. I believe that's what's being held at. And right now I want Trump to actually become a great president like King David after he repented. I don't see it right now. Even when you look at the Democrats, they're completely gone. They're already over the edge and completely demonic. And the Rhino Republicans backstabbing maniacs. So you see, there's no recompense on either side. I see Trump kind of, and the man is old. He's drinking so much aspartame, he won't be impeached by Nancy Pelosi. He's going to be impeached by the coke in his right hand with formaldehyde and methyl alcohol in it and diketopiperazine. He's going to be impeached by maybe somebody with a random bullet hitting him or directed energy weapon to kick the man out. Because when he's gone, I don't see Pence doing what Trump does. He doesn't have a replacement for him either in 2020 or 2024 if he dies, does he?
Well, obviously, Dr. Beal, I don't know. I know the answer, but I don't know how many people can listen to it. Again, it's simple. Repent, repent, repent.
Exactly. So there's one word, two things. Repent, repent, repent. And number two, no matter how bad you think it is, God is with us, Americans and people of Earth. God is with those who even do evil and wants you to turn to Him, and He'll take away your sin. You can't take it away by doing good works like High Level Mason. Only He can take away your sin when you turn back to Him, and He'll wash you clean. Boy, are we ever in trouble, Pastor Butch. Pray for America. Pray for our president.
We really and truly are.
Yep.
Which was most